Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, everybody. Nice to have you with us today. Jimbo Fraterra at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, and 106.3WORD.com, and in the southern part of the Upstate, 101.5 FM, based in Anderson. It's 8 minutes now past seven on this Monday morning, January 20th, Martin Luther King Day, Blue Monday. Oh, dear, it's Blue Monday. And, of course, the day of the big rally up in Richmond, Virginia, Lobby Day up there. And we are at the Ingalls Advantage Talk Line, 1-800-347-1063. We'd love to hear from you how you feel about these activities of the day, 1-800-347-1063. And also the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307. Texter says, hey, Jimbo, I think Governor Blackface is no different from the impeachment Democrats in the Congress. They are doing the bidding of George Soros. Yeah, types who give them money under the table and are hell-bent on destroying our country. Thanks, Jeff. No argument there. Of course, they don't think they're destroying the country. Most of them think they're making it all better if we're disarmed and sort of a giant Sweden with socialism for everybody and no economy. And no power will be so much more in terms of diversity and inclusivity. That's what most of them are after. Anyway, Antifa says this texter is planning on blending in with conservatives under this splinter group, Redneck Revolt. They have also sent out a hit list of people they want taken out either by violence or self-defense. Well, of course, what people talk about and what they do can be two different things, and at this juncture, there's been exactly zero violence reported, and maybe that's how the day will finish. It would be a good thing if, in fact, that were the case. I mentioned the kill switch that Mitch McConnell has been talking about, and Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri says that he's seen this particular resolution that is sort of being kept in Mitch McConnell's back pocket as it stood a couple of days ago. And Hawley's understanding is that Mitch McConnell's resolution in reserve, if you will give the president's team the option to either move to judgment, sort of like the parliamentary procedure call the question, or move to dismiss at a meaningful time. In other words, there will be an effort to keep this from becoming just a never-ending circus run by Adam Schiff. Senator Hawley of Missouri added that in the most recent draft of the organizing resolution that he saw, there was an option for the president's counsel to make a motion in multiple places, including at the beginning of the proceedings. Senator Hawley adds that if the final resolution does not allow the president's lawyers the option to dismiss or move to judgment at a meaningful point in the trial, that he, Hawley, would be very surprised and might not vote for the organizing resolution to even get the whole thing going. So that's where the impeachment situation stands. Again, this notion of witnesses or no witnesses, I would note what one senator has said and done. One senator has voted against a resolution to allow witnesses to be subpoenaed, and voted for an amendment to prohibit any further evidence, argument, or deliberations, except for 2 hours of concluding arguments by each side in the impeachment trial. The name of that senator back in 1999 in the impeachment of Bill Clinton was Chuck Schumer. Yes, the New York-based Senate minority leader, who is singing a much different tune this time around. Now, Chucky Bumps is saying, if you want the truth, you have to have witnesses. Who's ever heard of a trial without witnesses and documents? Ignoring the fact, of course, that this is not technically a trial, even though it looks a lot like one. But this is just part of the continuing narrative that we have seen of the Democrats who have had different things to say about the impeachment of Bill Clinton and about the impeachment now. In some cases, of course, the hypocrisy doesn't even go back that far. In some cases, the hypocrisy goes back only a few weeks, really, when we had Nancy Pelosi not that long ago talking about the impeachment having to be bipartisan. And when it wasn't even remotely bipartisan, she quickly put that one aside. So that really, I think, to a great extent, simply points out the fact that there is, in among the Democrats, a great respect for the Constitution when it serves their purposes. You may recall, upon delivering the articles of impeachment to the Senate, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi declared that President Trump was guilty of an assault on the Constitution of the United States. Now 713 at 1063. And that must have been some phone call he made to the president of Ukraine, who knew that if unaddressed, it would unravel the nation's founding document. Well, now go back just 10 years when Nancy Pelosi was asked what part of the Constitution authorized the passage of Obamacare. And I will quote Mrs. Pelosi's response. Quote, "Are you serious? Are you serious?" That is to say, yes, the question was serious. Are you going to answer it? Well, no, she didn't. Again, there is a deep respect among Democrats for the Constitution if they think that it's going to help their case. Not so much if, in fact, it gets in the way of their narrative. And Obamacare got in the way of their narrative. Their understanding, of course, of the Constitution, which is, to say the least, thin, their understanding of the Constitution as it applies to impeachment this time around, well, all of a sudden they do love that document. They do love that document when it's not being derided, of course, as a document written by a bunch of old dead white guys who all own slaves. We've heard that one before as well. Anyway, I want to keep that in mind as you hear people talking about the Constitution, and you will hear Democrats using it in various contexts. It could be in the context of the impeachment case, or in the context of Obamacare, or even in the context of the Virginia rally today. You have to remember that the Democrats' love of the Constitution is very selective. They love it when it agrees with them, and it's written by a bunch of old dead white slave owners when they don't. Can you say hypocrisy? I knew you could. Jimbo Fraterra at 106.3 WORD, the time 7:15.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, that's me, the special guest host, the one with the short bus. Thank you so much for being a part of this here program today at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. Oh, and I pass along, by the way, to the Harry, formerly known as Prince, consider stifling that British accent when saying, "Welcome to Walmart," or "Would you like fries with that?" But I digress. We're not really into the Royals this morning. We're looking ahead to the beginning of that impeachment trial, which will be 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. As I heard it explained to me why they don't start in the day, apparently the Supreme Court is holding hearings on various cases that they have in the morning, tomorrow morning. So Chief Justice John Roberts has to do that little gig and then hop across the street to the Senate side, and we'll have to, therefore, be in charge of the Senate trial. So for what it's worth. That's why it's starting at 1 p.m. tomorrow. Senator Cruz of Texas says that the Democrats are terrified to have Hunter Biden testify at this impeachment trial. And he has joined Lindsey Graham and other Republicans in saying that if the Senate chooses to call trial witnesses, we will not have a one-sided kangaroo court. As Cruz has put it, if the prosecution gets a witness, the defense gets a witness. If the prosecution gets two, the defense gets two. If the prosecution gets to call John Bolton, the former national security advisor, then the president gets to call Hunter Biden. The Democrats, added Ted Cruz, are terrified of seeing a witness like Hunter Biden testify. They don't want to hear evidence of actual corruption, corruption potentially of Joe Biden, corruption that occurred during the Obama administration. Cruz continues, they blocked all the witnesses in the House. They will not succeed in blocking them in the Senate. And Cruz adds that the trial could drag on for months. How about them apples? It's interesting to note, by the way, just where we could be going here in terms of witnesses. We've all, of course, thought about Hunter Biden and maybe even Joe Biden, which would yank him off the trail, the campaign trail, just as the senators, Sanders and Warren and Klobuchar and Bennett, are being yanked off the trail to serve as jurors. But there are others who could be called as well. Hunter Biden could be just the beginning. They might, for example, call former White House energy czar Amos Hochstein, who the New Yorker magazine reports raised the matter of Hunter Biden with Vice President Joe Biden. They might call Hochstein to testify under oath about the concerns he expressed to Joe Biden when he was vice president and how Biden responded. They could call Christopher Hines, then Secretary of State John Kerry's stepson, who broke business ties with Hunter Biden over Burisma because, and I quote, working with Burisma was unacceptable. They could call former State Department officials, among them Deputy Secretary Anthony Blinken, who met with Hunter Biden during his time on the Burisma board. They could call nonpartisan experts to testify that Hunter Biden's contract was corrupt. They could call Yoshiko Herrera, a political science professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, who has said that if Biden is working for the Obama administration on Ukraine, his son should not have been on the board of a company there that could be affected by U.S. policy spearheaded by his father. Republicans could call Robert Weissman, president of the progressive watchdog Public Citizen, a liberal. And he said, it's hard to avoid the conclusion that Hunter's foreign employers and partners were seeking to leverage Hunter's relationship with Joe, either by seeking improper influence or to project access to him. Yes, liberals are pretty sharp on stuff like that. They can spot that immediately if there's a red flag and a sign that's 50 feet across. They could even call Professor Jonathan Turley, law professor at George Washington University, who has written that the Biden contract was so openly corrupt that it would have made Jack Abramoff blush. There are a lot of people that they could call, just so you are aware of that. The list does not stop at Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. There are a ton of people who were on record during the Obama administration, many of them diehard liberals who said, this is corrupt, some of whom warned Vice President Joe, you got to watch your son here. He's on pretty dangerous turf here. And I would look forward to that. That's why I've said from the beginning, witnesses? Yeah, bring them all. We've heard pretty much what the Democrats have, and of course it's not much. But let's hear what the Republicans have. I'd love to hear from some of those names I just mentioned. Sure, the Bidens, both of them, but all those other names I mentioned. People concerned about Hunter Biden. People who, in fact, in some cases, had access to the vice president and said, Mr. Vice President, you got to watch what your son's up to here. You're talking about walking through a minefield here. Yes, let's put those people under oath. Let's hear from them. Let's find out if, in fact, that president's phone call, our president's phone call to the president of Ukraine, was really all about just tarring and feathering a political opponent, or was it about enforcing that 1999 treaty with the U.S. and Ukraine that calls for the two countries to cooperate on fighting corruption, of which we have Exhibit A right here. Yeah, bring on the witnesses. That's what I want. And if it disrupts the Democrats' run for president, well, boo-hoo. All right, Jimbo Fraterra at 106.3 WORD, the time now 28 past 7. How do you do? How do you do? Good to have you with us this morning. Jimbo Fraterra, this morning at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, also 106.3WORD.com, and in the Southern Upstate, 101.5 FM, based in Anderson. Our Ingalls Advantage talk line, 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063. We'd love to hear from you and how you feel about the impending impeachment trial, whether or not you think there's any element of fairness involved, and in particular, I'd like to know your thoughts and feelings about witnesses. For my money, the more the merrier. I think that witnesses would do a lot to bolster the president's case, and it's hard to imagine that the witnesses are going to do that much to undercut the president, quite frankly. I say bring on the witnesses, and if that upsets the Democrats and their schedule of running for the presidency and the various primaries, don't forget, of course, that February 3rd, not that far away, that's the Iowa caucuses, February the 11th, the New Hampshire primary, and you've got, of course, senators and jurors, Bernie Sanders of Vermont and Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota and, Senator Bennett of Colorado. He's still running for the presidency, too, although he's not going to have anything to do with the final selection. They're all going to be tied down for this trial. So that, to me, is just dandy. Keep them tied down. I have no problem with that whatsoever. Time 21 minutes now before 8 o'clock at 106.3 WORD. And thank you for being a part of the process here. Checking out some of the texters here. See what people are texting about here. Oh, this is on the previous topic about the shootings, and we noted the Kansas City shootings at a bar, 2 dead, 15 injured this morning. What happened, says this texter, with the previous KC mass shooting of the Hispanic bar? It disappeared completely off the news before they even identified a suspect. Well, I've not heard anything more either. Other texters here. Let's see. Listening to Nancy Pelosi talk about the Constitution is like listening to the devil recite scripture. Colorful. Yeah. But unfortunately, true. The Republicans better not ask a question they don't know the answer to. The Bidens will lie their asses off. Yes. And other body parts as well. That may well be. But trust me, we're talking about pretty veteran attorneys in Barr and Bondi and Dershowitz and the like. They know that old axiom of don't ask a question you don't know the answer to already. Texter says the Dems were hurting themselves with the House investigation. Sending this to the Senate is an effort to share the pain. Well, it's an effort to hope that something's going to stick to the wall. And so far it has not. Texter says, I want to hear from Hunter and Joe Biden too, but they should legitimize this illegitimate impeachment trial. True. Well, of course, that's what they're trying to do by proceeding with the trial itself, is looking for an element of legitimacy. I'll talk a bit about legitimacy in a second here. But, yeah, that's the idea. They are hoping desperately not certainly to convict the president and remove him from office. They know that's impossible. 67 votes, or that assumes all senators are present, but two-thirds of those present and voting have to have two-thirds to convict and remove the president. That's not going to happen. If everybody were there, it would require all 47 Democrats and 20 of the 53 Republicans to convict and remove the president. Nancy Pelosi can count as high as 435. This whole thing was from the beginning an effort to undercut the president in the minds of voters, a few voters in a few key states. Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Florida, a few places like that. Places that the president carried, but not by a lot. and places where if enough people who voted for Donald Trump in 2016 said to themselves, golly, I hear so many bad things about Donald Trump, maybe I'll just not vote for him this time. That's the point of this entire impeachment process. And, of course, the polls, I've seen at least four polls that indicate that, in fact, the effect of the impeachment process to date has been just the opposite. The president's approval ratings nationwide rose from 46 to 50% just during the House Intelligence and Judiciary Committee hearings. Rose 4 points in a relatively short period of time. The percentage of people in the state of Wisconsin before the hearings, 7% more were opposed to impeachment than were in favor of it in Wisconsin. 7% more opposed it. After the hearings, 13% more opposed it. That is to say, Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler were able to bring about a 7% change against their own viewpoint. Against their own viewpoint. The more they talk impeachment, the more it has hurt their cause. In fact, that increase, by the way, of the president's approval rating from 46 to 50%, that put him 1 point ahead of Barack Obama at that point in his presidency. And Obama, of course, did not face an impeachment inquiry. It has not been working for them at all. Texter says, if Joe was abusing his position while he was vice president, shouldn't we know this before he is president? I think that's an excellent idea. Or if Joe didn't do anything, wouldn't an investigation improve his political position? Absolutely. How could the truth possibly hurt you, Joe? How could the truth possibly hurt you? Well, of course, we all know the answer to that, especially Joe Biden. You must understand, Hunter was kind of the ne'er-do-well son, and Joe was always hoping that he would do something besides getting prostitutes pregnant in the DuPont Circle section of Washington, and besides using cocaine while on naval duty. He was hoping that his other son, the bad seed, if you will, would amount to something. And I'm sure that in Joe Biden's mind, he heard about this Burisma thing and thought, well, my son, my other son, the ne'er-do-well son, is going to amount to something. Well, he's amounted to a royal pain in the butt. But again, obviously what the city vice president should have said was this. He should have sat down with Hunter and said, look, you know that you and I have had difficulties. We've had problems. I do want you to succeed. And yes, I do love you. But this thing with Ukraine, if you're trying to cash in on the vice presidency, you're going to hurt yourself and you're going to hurt your old man. Now, that's what he should have said. Apparently, he never said that, but it's what he should have said. Now, any parent who's ever had a wayward child, I think, can sympathize with Joe, but that doesn't alter the fact that he took an oath. And just to see to it that his kids were on the straight and narrow, he didn't live up to that. It's pretty clear. So the texter says, if Joe didn't do anything, wouldn't an investigation improve his political position? Yeah, if he didn't do anything. But that's the problem. He didn't do anything about this. Yeah, bring on the witnesses. The more the merrier. Yes, tons of witnesses. And if you want to go all the way to July, that's fine with me. Jimbo for Terra at 106.3 WORD. The time now is 15 before 8. Yeah. All righty, good to have you with us this morning. Jimbo for Terra, 9 minutes before 8 o'clock, and we have a call on the Ingalls Advantage talk line from Keith in Rock Hill. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning, Mr. Bohannon. How are you again today?
I'm well, thank you very much. Warm and dry, and those are good things to be in January.
Well, I'm tired, old, and ugly, so I mean,
No, no, you're on the radio. You're George Clooney on the radio, okay?
did I misread or did I not read that Jay Sekulow was going to be one of President Trump's attorneys during this?
I don't recall if he was not the latest list of names added, but you know, I don't remember if in fact,
I mean, give credit where credit's due. Now, it's not whether you agree or disagree with his stances on anything. He's probably one of the smartest attorneys in the United States, bar none. I mean, he has appeared before the Supreme Court. He actually holds a world record for that, appearing before the Supreme Court. more than anybody else.
Oh, really?
I heard it like 17 times.
I wasn't aware of that. Yeah.
But like he even said on his program, I listen to his program every once in a while, and he said, "This is a total waste of time. No president's ever been convicted. This is just a way of spending millions and millions of dollars." He said the country would be more beneficial. He actually said this. He said to spend that several million dollars on the wall instead of, instead of on this. Yeah.
And I just double checked, by the way. And yes, he is part of the president's official defense team. That's correct.
That's what I thought. I mean, yeah. Again, like he said, he thought it was just a waste of everybody's time, including his.
Well, it's a waste of everybody's time. It's not a waste of his in that. Clearly, when this sort of egregious behavior comes up on the part of the Democrats, if you can defend against it, that's a worthwhile effort.
And I understand what you're saying, but I understand what he was saying at the same point.
I know,
he was
me
just
too.
Going, yeah. he just, you know, he's got better things to do than fight off as somebody else's stupidity.
But, you're right. I mean, you're absolutely right, and so is he. He shouldn't. He shouldn't have to be doing this. He shouldn't have to be putting up with this. The Senate shouldn't have to be doing this. There are lots of things the Senate could be addressing in the House as well. But again, you're looking at people here who don't have much of anything else. I mean, you stop
well,
and think.
The bright,
yeah, go ahead.
Mr. Bohannon, the bright side of this is if they're tied up in the impeachment, they can't be doing anything harmful, so that's a bright side of this.
Well, there is that. I'll grant you that, but there are a lot of things they ought to be doing on the positive side that I think they should be doing, and I wish they didn't have that excuse not to do it. So, yeah.
But anyway, sir, I do appreciate your time today. You are always a great host, and I look forward to hearing you on other stations in the near future. And
You'll be hearing me as Bobby Mack. I'll be Bobby Mack tomorrow and Wednesday.
I didn't know if you'd be filling in for somebody on a radio station in Charlotte. I'm not going to call it on this station, but
occasionally.
Yeah, you do a good job up there, too.
You're a good man, so, Keith. I appreciate your call and your listenership. Thank you very much for that. At 1-800-347-1063, our Ingalls Advantage talk line. That's where Keith was calling in on. 1-800-347-1063. How about that view that Keith expressed and that President's Attorney Jay Sekulow expressed that this is a waste of time? It is in the sense that they shouldn't have to be doing this, but not in the sense that in view of the fact they do have to, it's a very important job to, in fact, step up and call this for the lame-brained, vacuum-headed nonsense inquiry that it has been from day one. Again, there just isn't an impeachable offense here. And so, yeah, we were both saying essentially the same thing. But, yes, it would in the best of all possible worlds, there would not be this entire impeachment effort. Again, you have to remember that despite how beleaguered conservatives can feel these days, and that's true, we certainly can, put the shoe on the other foot. Show some empathy. This is a terrible time to be a liberal. It is really a very bad time to be a liberal. What have you got going for you? The economy? Oh, even the liberals are having to admit that the economy is doing pretty well. They're coming up with some of the stuff about, well, not everybody's benefiting the same and so on and so forth. A ton of people are benefiting a whole lot and a whole lot more than they would be if we had an economy that was still hamstrung by all the regulations that President Trump got rid of and still hamstrung by some of the high taxes that he removed. And yes, I'm aware of the problem of the deficit, but nonetheless, in terms of just the performance of the economy here and now, it's perking along. And that, short of a major foreign policy crisis, which, gee, we seem to be absent now that U.S. and Iran are no longer firing nasty words at each other, short of that, the economy could determine the outcome of this election. And that's not a bad thing at all. And getting Donald Trump... You remember, Hillary was supposed to get Donald Trump, remember? In fact, I remember liberals who were absolutely giddy at the prospect of Donald Trump running. And when he began to win the first primaries and contests 4 years ago, Oh, brother, this is a setup. Hillary is going to destroy him. Well, you know, a funny thing happened on the way to Hillary destroying Donald Trump on her way to the Oval Office. But that's okay. We had Robert Mueller. Mueller will get him. Remember Trump campaign collusion with the Russians? Mm-hmm. Well, that's okay. Ukraine, that'll get him. It's not an easy time to be a Democrat, all right? So the next time you feel beleaguered, stop and think about where they are. Not a pleasant place. This is Jim Bohannon for Terra at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. Delighted you could be with us on this Monday, January 20th. Time now, 3 before 8.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.